Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Let's go straight to the Holy Land, Israel, with Franklin Graham and his daughter, Sissy Graham, as they're on the Jericho Road. Watch this.
This particular road would have been the way people would have traveled back and forth over to Moab, down to the Jordan Valley, down to Jericho, but they'd also go up to Galilee this way. So this is a well-traveled road. And so Jesus has an encounter with a lawyer. And I love this because this lawyer is trying to trap him and trying to trick him. So he asked Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Read the story there, Sissy. Read Jesus' reply.
In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead."
They beat him to where the point he was the guy, they thought he was dead. They left him for dead. And here comes a priest down the road, and he sees the guy, but then he just kind of turns his back and looks the other way. And so many times in life, that's what happens. People just look the other way. And then here comes a Levite. Oh, of course it's going to be the Levite. He's got to be the hero. The Levites are always the good guys. And Jesus said the Levite looked the other way. And then Jesus said, "A Samaritan." A Samaritan came, and when he said that, this guy just, his face must have just fell. Because Samaritans were despised, they were looked down upon, they were the second-class citizens. The Jews had nothing to do with the Samaritans, didn't associate with them or anything, and it's the Samaritan that took pity on this guy, had compassion on him, and he picked him up, and he bandaged his wound, he put wine to kill the germs, oil to soothe where he had been beaten. And then he put him on his own animal and he carried him to an inn. And then Jesus then asked this lawyer, "Who do you think was the neighbor?" And the lawyer had to say, "The man who had compassion, who took pity on him." And then Jesus said, "Go and do likewise."
This is what I love about the Bible. It shows us how to live. It's not just a bunch of stories or fables. It's truth. It's a solid roadmap for living our lives today. It's real, it's powerful, and I'm so thankful for God's Word.
Seven days in the Holy Land. Listen, we put all 70s together, go one by one, and go through them. I think Franklin and Sissy did an amazing job.
Yes, they did.
Do whatever you can to support Israel. Listen, buy something online, but if you can go, take the trip. You'll be happy that you did.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.